On this week's Talking with Topher, you are what you eat. Yes, yes, we all are what we eat. We are what our parents ate. Well, actually, there's a lot of bit of salt. I love salt. It's amazing. I don't know why people can't get into salt. You should be having at least 6 grams a day, but that's because of the stigmatism. And now let's get into episode 198. What is happening, TWT fans? It is so good to be back on this January 18th, 2024, and I'm so glad you're all back for some more. So let's get into today's episode. But before I do, let me start off the way I always do by thanking all of you out there for subscribing and just supporting the podcast for all these years. I thank you very much. If you're new to the podcast, remember to subscribe, all right? You got to hit that subscribe button. And then, of course, if you want to be a guest or have your opportunity to tell your story, the official email is talkimwithtopher@gmail.com. And then don't forget about the link tree. It's the easiest way to find everything TWT. It's also the easiest way to share TWT with everybody you know. So go ahead, copy that link, share it, help me make the podcast bigger. And, of course, if you're looking for more content, click it and go subscribe and follow. All right. And with that all out of the way, let's get into today's episode. Wow. I do have to say that it has been a crazy time. Everything is on fast forward. And man, I thought of something the other day by watching that show, What You Are What You Eat. You are what you eat. Yes, yes. We all are what we eat. We are what our parents ate. We are what our grandparents ate. So here's my hypothetical. And, you know, I want everybody to get involved in this. And I think this theory could possibly show us how much worse the food industry is today. Now, here's what I'm saying. So when my parents, before my parents were born, right? My parents were born in, I think, 1955. So that means my grandmother and grandfather, well, on my mother's side, I don't know much about my father's side. He made sure of that, which is an interesting story within itself. I believe my grandmother was born in 1920. So if we think of the food industry in the 1920s, right? Very small scale to an extent compared to today. It's very small scale. Everything was done probably not as clean as it is today, but I do believe the quality of everything was better than it is today, right? Because back then we didn't have a lot of the stuff that we have today to plump up the animals, to help them grow quickly, to fatten them up, and to get them on our plate as quickly as they do today. So I believe that the meat, maybe even the vegetables, I mean, everything. Think of Twinkies and Hostess at this time. I don't even know if they existed. But when they did pop up, right, when the sugar industry paid off the government and bought our food table and helped push meat bad, sugar good, which was something that happened, which is why we had an upside down triangle on the food pyramid. Basically, that was upside down. And it was because of all them pushing this new nutrients on us. And when that happened, everybody's lifestyle and food intake changed. Now, my grandmother is an example of that. When she was in her 90s and she was on, you know, death's door, let's just say, she was still drinking soda, eating pastries, frozen dinners. And no matter how much we tried to tell her, you know, you need to drink more water, you need to do a little bit more to keep yourself healthier, she didn't believe it because of how she was told what to eat when she was a child. So everything being a little bit more natural back then they have my mom, right? And now my mom is a product of the food that they were eating at that time. And then my mom grows up eating the food from 1955 to 1979, right? So the food industry at that time was changing. It was becoming bigger. It had to produce more for more people. So more things were added in to feed the animals, to plump them up, to get them fatter, to get them to us quicker, right? So when all of this is happening, now I am a product in 1979 of the food that my mother was eating from 1955 to 1979. So over those 20 years, 24, 25 years, the food industry had changed drastically. So I am a product of the food industry of that time. And then, now I don't have kids, but my sister did, right? And now she was born in 1982, I believe, and she ate the food from 1982 up until 2000, oh shit, I'm going to get this wrong. I can't remember. She friggin' 6 or 7. 2017, right? So my niece is a product of the food industry from when my sister was eating food in 1982 all the way up to 2017. And then, of course, my youngest niece, being born, I think, 4 or 5 years ago. So that's 2019, 2020. So she's a product of the food industry from 2020. So as people get older, as the food industry changes, it then changes all of us when we're born. And if it changes all of us when we're born, is that the reason for all of the allergies and the health issues and the problems that the younger generation is now having today, which is more prominent than it was when my mother was growing up? It's more prominent today than when I was growing up. I didn't realize what a privilege it was to be able to walk into the hospital and say, I have no allergies. They're almost shocked today when you tell them you don't have any allergies. And I'm like, well, I've never been allergic to anything. So does that show that the food industry was better for us back then than it is today? Does it also show us what the food industry is doing to the population that is coming up today and how it is actually ruining the longevity of people's lives, because the manufacturing of the food has gotten so much worse that it was inevitable that eventually everybody was going to be sick or have allergies or have comorbidities or have any health underlying health issues due to what your parents were eating, due to what everybody's eating today. I just think that this could possibly be true. That as the food industry became more and more mainstream, eventually all of the allergies and problems that people face today isn't really, it isn't all your DNA. I believe it has more to do with the food industry and what your parents were eating that helped cause a lot of the health issues that we are seeing in the younger generation today. It's really, really, like, I've been thinking about this and going over it, and it is wild to think about, but, I mean, it's not far from the truth, right? So, is it possible to turn that around and change it by maybe growing your own garden? I met somebody recently that has like 25 acres of land. They're doing chickens and pigs, and, you know, so they're slaughtering these animals, and at least they know what they're eating, right? He knows what he fed his chicks and his chickens. He knows what he's feeding his pigs. So the ham and the bacon and everything that he makes out of a pig is healthier than what you would get in a grocery store today. You know, I do believe that the preservatives and the stuff that we have in our food today is absolute garbage. And watching this show and watching the people like have to buy their own food, and when you're reading through those labels, it is crazy how they sneak sugar into everything. I mean, a lot of the vegan stuff out there, I don't believe in this fake meat world that this show was pushing on everybody. But I also love meat, so I'm biased. But I eat meat all the time. But I don't have bread. I don't eat a lot of sugar. Do I intake sugar? Of course I do. I'm an American. I grew up on sugar. I used sugar to get off of alcohol so much that I gave myself leaky gut. So sugar is something that I'm not distant from, or sugar is not something that I don't know about or haven't consumed myself. But if you are out there and you're trying to be healthy, I'm telling you right now, sure, you can go vegan. You can be a vegetarian. You can do whatever you want to protect the animals. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. We're not going to protect the animals. It's just a simple fact of manufacturing. No matter what you do, you support them. You will always support them. Why? Because you're going to a grocery store and you're buying the products. Unless you are growing your own stuff and slaughtering your own animals, you will always be feeding that engine. That engine will always be fed by us. You walk into a grocery store, you're automatically already volunteering to support them. There's no way around that. Doesn't matter if you're vegan, vegetarian, or a meat eater. You walk into a grocery store, you support large manufacturing. It is gross. It is horrible. I mean, I personally do not eat chicken. I don't eat chicken for a lot of reasons. One, I find it to be a very dry, plain meat, and I don't care for the taste, right? And I don't put anything except for salt on my stuff. So therefore, I'm not using seasonings, and I'm not using sauces, and I don't use any of that stuff. So it's just very plain, and I don't enjoy it. I enjoy red meat. Now, they say, oh, you're going to get cancer. You're going to have your arteries clog up. Oh, red meat is horrible for you. I have no issues. I have no problems. I've had many blood tests, and we got no heart issues. I've had all kinds of tests done. The difference between the way I eat meat and the way most of the population eats meat is they're having burgers and they're having fries and they're having all of these fatty things with their meat. Now, we've been having this argument for a long time. This is a very old argument. Nobody ever says, do you eat meat? Yes, I do. Okay, break it down for me. Well, I have bread and I have a bun and I have fries and I have this and I have that and I have a 8 ounce or 6 ounce patty. So you're not technically eating meat. You're eating bread and glucose and sugar and deep fried fat, which is all horrible for you. God forbid we talk about deep frying shit and how bad that is for you. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to talk about that, but everybody wants to eat shit that comes from the deep fryer. What is wrong with you all? That is absolutely horrible for you. It is so bad that I don't understand why we can't talk about it like that. I can't get down with all these soy oils and the canolas, and this stuff was made to keep engines running. It was a lubricant for mechanical things. And we're like, yeah, I want to cook my food in that. It's so bad for you that it's like we've gone blind to it being bad for you because it's so widely used that everybody's like, oh, no, this is just what we do. But it's horrible for you. Now, avocado oil, olive oil, stuff like that is better. Oils are not really that great for you, period. They're really not. There are some much better than others. And of course, if you get like cold pressed oils, that's going to be much better. Olive oil is a far superior oil over canola. It's also, you can get your avocado oils, which I think is probably a lesser, I don't know. I put it almost on the same playing field as olive oil. I don't know if it's better for you than olive oil or worse for you than olive oil. I don't know that. But what I do know is I find those two oils to be, with my body, easy to digest, easy to process, and I don't have too many issues with those two oils. But the stuff that they're deep frying your French fries in at McDonald's or Wendy's or Burger King, that is just, it's not good oil, right? It's not healthy oil. But we never talk to, or at least I feel like it's neglected and ignored, that we don't talk to the people that literally just eat meat. Just eat meat, right? They're not having carbs, they're not having sugars, they're not having candy, they're not having ice cream. Maybe they cheat a little bit here and there. But for the most part, even for myself, 90% of my diet is just 6 to 8 ounces of meat, spinach, and a potato. Is a sweet potato better than a regular potato? Supposedly, yes. For me, complete opposite. I have a sweet potato, I blow up. No good. I have a regular potato, I'm fine. So you have to find out what works best for you. But what I'm saying is there's nothing added to those. There's a little bit of salt. Well, actually, there's a lot of bit of salt. I love salt. It's amazing. I don't know why people can't get into salt. You should be having at least 6 grams a day, but that's because of the stigmatism. Again, salt is bad. You know, that's what my uncle and my father both think because that's how they grew up, going back to how our parents and our relatives grew up. It's what they were told. Meat bad, salt bad, leads to high blood pressure, and clogged arteries, ignoring how it's made, ignoring what they're telling you is absolutely, positively wrong, because it depends on how you prepare it. It depends on how you get that food. You know, you can go grass-fed, grass-finished. You can. Even the free-range stuff is falsified today. They're saying that if you get a thing of eggs that says free-range, if they can walk around in a square that I believe they said 4x4, and I think I'm giving them a little bit too much room, that's considered in the large manufacturing industry as free range. That is not free range. And they did say that in order to do what we're finding out today would be better for all of us, you would need to take out every building, every house, and turn it all into farmland. We don't have enough land to do what would be healthier for the animals, which would then be healthier for us when we eat them. We don't have enough land, supposedly. I don't know if I believe that. I felt like at the end of this series, it was 100% on the side that vegan was better and just meat is bad. And for that, I dislike the show. Because I don't see meat as a bad thing. I don't see veganism as a bad thing. And I don't see vegetarians as a bad thing. What I do see as a bad thing is you trying to push your shit onto me. Because you feel something for the animals. Look, I got two dogs. One of them is turning 11 and he's on his way out. Do I not love him? No, I love him. I love him very much. He's an amazing part of this family. But he's going to die. He's going to probably not make it to the end of this year. You have to come to terms with that. You have to understand that these animals, even if we allowed them to live forever, one, that would be horrible for all of us. It's not sustainable. So unless you want to go live in a hut in a woods and be surrounded by vicious animals and all the nice animals, you're never going to be able to have that happen. You can't have a world where animals can just be everywhere and we just live amongst them. It's not sustainable. So animals have to pass on. They also have a shorter lifespan than we do today. So I don't see anything wrong with the way we control the animal population. Some of the like natural parks and stuff like that actually do a great job of making sure that the population lives and gets stronger by thinning out the herds and doing certain things and allowing hunters to come in and take the meat and eat it. It's a very, very good system. That's why you pay into it. But when you try to push your narrative onto me because of the animals, I think you're just a crazy person. Because, yeah, do I care about my dog? Of course I do. Do I like animals? Yeah, I love animals. They're amazing. They're such cool creatures. Some of them are so smart. But at the end of the day, do I want them to live longer or do I want to live longer? Well, I want to live longer, right? So I'm going to do everything in my power to live longer. And if we could find a way to turn manufacturing into a healthy, sustainable thing, I guess is the word I can use, well, then we need to start with what we're doing wrong and try to correct that, right? I mean, the amount of pig farms in certain areas are really, really, like, disturbing. And, man, when I found out what they do with those pools of piss and shit and spray it all over the lawn and, oh my God, dude, it is absolutely disgusting. And I'm a meat eater. I'm not big on bacon and ham's okay. You know, my delicacy is steak and like hamburger meat. But there's got to be a better way to do this for everybody and allow everybody to do what they want. And I understand that the vegan world is substituting these I don't know. What did they call it? Some wonderful burger or something. I don't know what the fucking name is. Incredible burger. Impossible burger. That's it. A lot of this stuff is made with soy. Soy is a really, really bad oil. We're going to find all kinds of health issues with this. I don't believe in 3D printed meat. I don't think meat should be printed. That's weird. I don't think meat should be manufactured or fake. So I'm actually worried about all of this happening. I'm worried about all of it because it's crazy to me that we're going to industrialize fake meat. Look, if you're a vegan and you miss hamburgers, just go eat fucking hamburgers. I don't know what you're trying to do by making something that represents something that you gave up. That makes no sense to me. It's actually confusing. If you gave it up, why the fuck do you want it again? Why do you want chicken nuggets? Why do you want, like, it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense to me. If you just want that stuff, go eat that stuff. It doesn't make you any worse of a person. You are not the manufacturer. We all feed the manufacturers. Like I said, you walk into a grocery store, boom, you're already helping them. You're already feeding that monster. You have no choice today once you walk into a grocery store. That is what we are all doing. Doesn't matter what side of this fence you're on. Because when they wipe out a field of vegetables, they take up all the mice, the deer, rabbits, you name it, anything running through those little fields or bushes, or I don't know what the fuck it's called. God, I'm not a gardener. I don't farm. But when they're running through those gardens, I'll call it, yeah, those machines are just running right over them. So the amount of death caused by manufacturing vegetables is enormous. It's crazy how much shit gets killed so that you can feel better about yourself while you stuff a salad down your face and then substitute with some beans for protein and have to supplement like crazy just to get your complexion not to look translucent like you're sick all the time. Now, in that show, they did show that some of the vegans had some great, great results. Not with muscle gain, but with losing their visceral fat, which is the one that surrounds all of your organs. They also brought up their stamina. And there was one other thing that it actually did really positively affect those people. The meat eaters all gained muscle mass. That's really all I give a shit about. Yeah. You know, when you're into sports, when you're doing physical activities, the last thing I want is to lose muscle. And the one thing that happened to everybody on the vegan diet, except for one out of eight, they all lost muscle mass. They all lost it. Now, did it have to do with them not working out? Did it have to do with certain things? Yes, I will say that it was a couple people that didn't go to the gym as much as they should have. So that is a definite factor in it. I'm not going to ignore that. But I'm also not going to say that every single meat eater didn't have a little bit of muscle gain. So whatever works for you, don't try to make me eat what you're eating because of the animals, because you're killing just as many as I am. This world is crazy. To push your agenda or your feelings onto other people today is just something I wish nobody would do. If you're going to vote one way, vote that way. Don't try to tell me how to vote. If you're going to eat a specific way, eat a specific way. Do not try to tell me how to eat. You know, it goes the same for everything. You love electric cars? Buy an electric car. I'm going to stick with gas, right? Don't try to tell me that the way that you're doing things is better than the way that I'm doing things. I'm living my life and I'm feeling good and happy about it. And nobody should tell anybody the way to do things. I'm not telling you to go eat meat. What I'm saying is that we're not looking at the potential that no matter what you're doing, it could be the right thing for you. It's all individualized. I don't want everybody to be a meat eater. I don't want everybody to be a hunter. I don't want everybody to be a vegan, and I don't want everybody to be a vegetarian. I think that world sucks. I think it's boring. But I also do believe that we need to stop pushing any agenda onto one another. Maybe there's room for discussions for things, but at the end of the day, you can't tell anybody how to live, and nobody should be telling you how to live, and therefore you get to live your own life because hopefully that's called freedom, right? I have definitely gone on way too long about this, so I'm gonna cut it there. I think everybody gets the gist of where I'm going with this. And we're going to take a quick break so that you can hear from my sponsor. Well, it's January 2024, everybody. And Slow Down Clothing is your one-stop shop for all things tattooed-inspired art and apparel. Whether you're a hardcore tattoo lover or just appreciate edgy, unique designs, we've got something for everyone. From stylish shirts and kids' tees to eye-catching embroidered hats with images on the bill. We're here to help you express your individuality with every piece worn. At Slow Down Clothing, we understand that fashion is more than just clothing. It's a lifestyle. That's why we offer a wide range of women's leggings that are as comfortable as they are fashionable. Looking to stay warm and stylish during the coldest months? Check out our collection of jackets, sweatshirts, and sweatpants that combine artistry with comfort. But we're not just apparel. We're all about the accessories too. Need gloves for shoveling, gardening, or any other outdoor activity? Look no further. Our gloves are designed to keep your hands protected while making a statement with unique and tattooed-inspired artwork. In addition to apparel, we also offer a selection of skateboards that feature bold, eye-catching designs. And if you're all about the details, don't miss our hat, sock, pin combo, the perfect way to add a touch of personality to everyday accessories. With so much to choose from, you're sure to find something that speaks to your individual style. Remember to visit us at slowdownclothing.bigcartel.com and use the promo code TOPHER before you check out for an extra 10% off your entire purchase. Slow down, express yourself, and embrace the art of fashion with Slow Down Clothing. All right, everybody, it is time for Topher's Topics. So my first one here is the report high levels of cancer-causing radon gas detected in 1/5 of Massachusetts homes. High levels of radon gas are detected in about 21.8% of homes in Massachusetts, according to the new report by the American Lung Association of Massachusetts. Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. Officials say it's naturally occurring radioactive gas emitted from the ground. Radon is odorless, tasteless, and colorless, and can enter a home through cracks in the floor, basement walls, foundations, and other openings. Radon can be present in high levels inside of homes, schools, and other buildings. It is responsible for an estimated 21,000 lung cancer deaths every year, and it is the leading cause of lung cancer in people who have never smoked, according to the American Lung Association. The association is urging local residents to test their home for radon and mitigate if high levels are detected. In quotations, radon in homes is more common than you think. In fact, high levels of radioactive radon gas have been found in every state, but most places in the country remain under-tested. So this isn't something that should be taken lightly. Exposure to radon in the second leading cause of lung cancer in the United States, Daniel Fitzgerald, director of advocacy for Lung Association, said in a statement on Monday, testing for radon is the only way to know if the air in your home is safe. The good news is that it's easy to test. Do-it-yourself test kits are simple to use and inexpensive. So they keep showing this pipe. They go on about the Environmental Protection Agency action level of 4 PCI/L, according to the Lung Association. So that's the amount that could be in the house. Let's see if they break this down a little bit. There is a phone number you can call. You can go to lung.org/radon. And then they have a lung.org/radon-basics. They have a website within this link. So if you're interested in this, what's going on here, you can click this link in the description below the video and get the phone number and everything else. But I will tell you the phone number if you're just listening. It's 800-723-6695 or 413-784-9352. I have never heard of this. So when I read this article and I was like, all right, I ordered my kit. I think it was $15.95. I think I found it. Let me see here. You know what? I can add a link in the description as well with my Amazon link with this product. And you can have an easy way to order it. And so let's see here. First alert radon gas test kit, $15.98 right here. I'll show it to the camera. So you can see right there, that's a radon gas test kit. And you can get that for $15.98 on Amazon. All right. But I don't know. I've never heard of this. I don't know what it is. Supposedly it's really bad. They say it's mostly in Massachusetts, but why would I not test my house to see if I have some radon gas in my house? I don't know what causes it, how it gets here, but I really don't care because I just take every advantage of keeping my house safe and at least somewhat healthy environment. It's very important to me. And I think for most of my viewers out there, it's important to you too, because I do believe that you are all trying to change your life and be a better, healthier person. And it is difficult today. I mean, I just ranted about that for over 30 minutes or maybe under 30 minutes, depending on how I edit this podcast. But my God, man, a gas that's coming into the house that you can't see, taste, or smell. Crazy shit, man. Radon gas. I do believe that all of this is happening. There are giant underground facilities because people are extremely worried of nuclear attack. These tunnels are so giant and set up by all of our military and our government, and they can hold thousands of people. And now, I don't know if people are just like just recording everything because they can, but this facility is so enormous and goes on for so long. How did they build it without any of us knowing? And then, who's taking the video of inside here? I do believe that these things exist. But why are we just recording it now? Why are we just giving this information out now? Is it because they're not telling us about it? And now people are kind of like, we're not telling everybody. Maybe they know something we don't. And they're like, yo, you need to find this thing. And you're probably going to need to get here. But let me show you what I'm talking about. This is a couple minutes long, but this is crazy. ...1,477 of these worldwide. So this also... So $17 to $19 billion, these giant facilities are taking away our natural resources because they have to dig it all out in order to build these things. We are doing even more damage than I ever thought we were doing because I was only looking at the surface. So not only are we destroying the surface, we're also digging out underneath us. I do believe that the earth can only take so much. But let's play this just a couple of moments longer, and then we'll move on. Look at this. Fighter jets fitting these fucking things. Wild. Wow. And how deep do these go? I don't understand. That's the other thing. They don't tell you how deep this is. But I think that's because... Oh, wait a minute. You know what? You know what? I got an idea. Look at these things. It's absolutely mind-blowing how big these are. And like when they get to a certain point, how many break-offs there are. How much... Wait a minute. A year to 2 years to build each one. That is actually pretty rapid. They would have to go deeper than a bunker bomb could go. Right? Because a bunker bomb is made to go through, is it 40? 40 to 60 feet of concrete before it explodes. So I put money on it. I'll bet that they went deeper than any type of bomb that could be dropped. I might be wrong. I'm not a ballistics person. It's fair. But at the same time, that's what they would calculate for. They would calculate for going deeper than a bomb could reach. I believe. And that's why they do all these tests. And that's why they have to know these things. They have to protect themselves. So they got to build something that goes deeper than that. Which means they had to think about that. But they don't tell us that shit, do they? And they don't, they're like, oh yeah, build a bunker in your backyard. Yeah. Put it underground. You know, maybe 10 feet. I don't think that's going to do shit for us. I don't think that those bunkers go deep enough. This is how deep you got to go. Well, here's some exciting news. Jeffrey Epstein's contact names revealed in an unsealed document. Here are the key takeaways from the file. I'm so excited. This should have been released a long time ago, people. Before she went to jail, before he killed himself, this should have been released. All of the people on these lists deserve what's coming. And it should have happened a long time ago before they get to put their ducks in a row, protect themselves, or, I don't know, disappear themselves, or get disappeared. But I mean, I was pumped for this.
Turning now to never-before-seen court documents related to the case against disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. Hundreds of pages were unsealed last night from a civil suit involving Epstein's accomplice, Ghislaine Maxwell. Nancy Chen has the story.
Former President Bill Clinton and Britain's Prince Andrew are two of Jeffrey Epstein's most high-profile associates, publicly named in the more than 900 pages of mostly unredacted documents released Wednesday. In a 2016 deposition that wasn't unsealed until yesterday, accuser Johanna Schoberg says she was with Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, and Virginia Giuffre in 2001 when she met Prince Andrew at the millionaire's Manhattan home. She told attorneys that when they were taking a photo, I sat on Andrew's lap and Andrew put his hand on my breast. Giuffre previously said she was forced by Maxwell and Epstein to have sex with Prince Andrew when she was 17. He denied those allegations and told the BBC in 2019 that he didn't know Giuffre.
I have no recollection of ever meeting this lady. None whatsoever.
You don't remember meeting her?
No.
They settled a lawsuit out of court in 2022. While the documents help flesh out what many have known about Epstein for years, it is unlikely that the revealed names will lead to more legal action. For example, later in her deposition, Schoberg discussed former President Bill Clinton. She did not accuse him of any wrongdoing, but said that Epstein told her one time that Clinton likes them young, referring to girls. Schoberg also said she had dinner with magician David Copperfield, who was not accused of any wrongdoing, at Epstein's home. She said the star asked her if I was aware that girls were getting paid to find other girls, but testified he told her no specifics about that. Also included in the documents are new details about former Epstein employee Sarah Kellen. Throughout the court records, she's alleged to have directed payments to certain women, scheduled massages for Epstein, and met with alleged victims at his home.
Man,
CBS
that's
News
so
has reached
crazy.
Out to Prince Andrew and Sarah Kellen about the allegations in these documents, and to Bill Clinton and David Copperfield. We have not yet heard back, but rather Buckingham Palace, has previously told the BBC Schoberg's accusations that Prince Andrew groped her were, quote, categorically untrue. In 2019, the former president's spokesperson said Bill Clinton knew nothing about Epstein's crimes, and in 2020, a representative for Sarah Kellen told CBS News that Kellen herself was a victim of Epstein. She knows the pain he caused and deeply regrets having any part in it.
I mean, does anybody else agree? He didn't kill himself. He was murdered to shut him up. They fucking talked that other bitch out of court and gave her a sentence and made her just fucking disappear without saying anything to protect all of these people on this list. We all knew that the list did exist and that it was there, but they were suppressing it and keeping it from the public because they're protecting all of these fucking people. Hey, if you were on an island touching a child, you fucking deserve to die. You don't deserve to be on this planet anymore. You don't deserve a fucking thing from anybody. And you definitely do not deserve where you are today if you're on that list. I'm sorry, I have very, very little sympathy or empathy for anybody who touches a fucking child. I don't care. So I want to see every single one of these people burn. I want to see them suffer because you should suffer if you made a child suffer.
Yes.
I don't know why I have to do an intro to every article I do, but NASA spacecraft makes its closest ever approach to Jupiter's moon. Io releases a new images of solar system's most volcanic world.
Exciting news.
news tonight about one of Earth's not-so-distant neighbors. Telescopes in Hawaii and Chile Whoa. Have discovered a dozen new moons around Jupiter.
A dozen?
Total to 92 moons. That's more than any other planet in our solar system.
92 moons? That's crazy. Why does it have so many moons? But man, that giant spot is definitely, isn't that an all gas planet too? I don't know. I don't know how they figure this shit out. Meet Aloha, a housekeeping humanoid system that can cook and clean. What? It looks like it's on a, like table I would use for like a saw or something. It's very interesting. I do not know how this works or how it's capable of moving around your house, but luckily there's a video. A day of mobile Aloha. Oh, much better. Before it was way too fast. Wow, look at this thing, huh? Took a couple times to press the button. Wild. What the fuck? How is it moving around the house like that? Shut up. It plays with the cat? See all the electronics on the floor, man? This guy, like, really loves his electronics. All right, can we have a fucking far shot of this thing rolling around? How is it making its way through everything? It would never make it upstairs, right? My laundry's in the basement, so is this only good for one floor? Wow, it didn't pop it. This is very impressive, actually. It's now pouring laundry, detergent into the washer. Putting the cap back on, setting it, playing it. Now it's going to the top dryer. This isn't an apartment building. How did it get downstairs? It must have taken the elevator. Now it's pulling the shit out of the dryer. Is it gonna fold it too? Look at it, made it all the way upstairs. Now it's making the bed. Although I don't feel like that corner was tucked enough. Seems to take a long time to put on a pillowcase, but it does it just like we do. Shut the fuck up, dude. What is happening? Oh, I hate those pillowcases. Go fuck yourself. Fluffs it up. Putting clothes on a hanger. All right, man. This is wild. You're probably wondering why the music's slow. I slowed down the video because they were doing it got the zipper. Son of a bitch. It's having a little bit of a hard time with that zipper. Okay, there it goes. It got it. But I turned the video speed down because it was moving way too fast. The music was right, but the video was too fast. Look at it folding the pants. I don't like the way it folded the pants. Oh, come on. You didn't fold it. You just stuffed it in there, asshole. Oh, my God. It gave him a beer? All right. Let's see how it does this. I really want to see a far shot of the actual machine. Now it's grabbing pills. Oh, it got just one. What would have happened if it got two? It tucks you in, shut the fuck up, and then shuts off the light? Acknowledgements, photography, mobile Aloha. Oh, what is it plugging in? Itself! It's plugging in itself, but there we go. That was a view of its actual motor. Son of a bitch, dude. This world is wild. Negative, positive. It is just wild today. Wild. So, that was Aloha. Cooking, cleaning, watering plants, doing laundry, making the bed, taking out your medication, handing you a beer, fucking tucking you in at the end of the night. And then, remembering to plug itself in so that it's ready to go tomorrow. I mean, what's it like having it in the apartment, right? When it's moving around, and do you have to dodge it or does it dodge you? How did it get to the laundry room? It would never be able to leave my main floor in my house. There's no way it makes it up the stairs. I'm sorry, I don't believe that. Am I going to have to put in, like, things around the house that it can attach to so it can make it upstairs, so it can make it to the basement? Is my door openings even wide enough? Can it be in a house that was built before 1940? I don't think so. I don't think so. These houses were not made for plumbing. They were not made for electrical. They were not made for bathrooms. It all got put into the house as time went on, which is why old houses are so weird and cracking and breaking, and you just see things in weird spots because the houses were never built with this shit inside of it. And as technology and the times updated, you had to try and update the house as best as you could, right? I'm trying to put in a second bathroom in this thing, and I'm trying to fix a bathroom that's just way too small for two people. So lots of challenges in my house, I think, for something like that. But it looks like somebody in an apartment building could get away with it. But to see it go through all of that and then plug itself in at the end of the night, I'm like, that's just crazy. And why couldn't anybody just pull the camera back so you could see the thing doing it? Like the up close watching it do things was interesting, but I wanted to see, you know, a pullback. I wanted to see that. I wanted to see what it looks like when it's going around and getting downstairs or doing wherever it has to go. Was this all one floor? I don't know. But only thing I can say is that it's just going to get better. It's going to get more efficient, and then it's just going to be another humanoid walking around in your apartment doing the same thing without all the wheels and the cages and everything. This is probably just the first development of this robot, and it's just going to get better and better and better. Whew. I don't know. Takes away a little bit too much control for me. But would I want a robot doing my laundry? Yeah. Yeah, I want a robot doing my laundry. I want a robot to do my dishes. I want a robot to go rake the shit in my backyard, bro. That's what I want to use a robot for, considering a human would cost me $200 to rake my little tiny backyard. I would rather have a robot do it for nothing. But wild, wild times, huh? This is so interesting where we are going today, but I'm telling you, this is beyond what I ever thought was going to happen. This is beyond what I ever thought was going to happen. It's crazy, crazy to see this. All right, everybody. Well, that's the podcast today. I'm so glad you were here. I'm so glad you came back, and I'm so glad to see new subscribers. So thank you all so much. I do greatly appreciate it. Please keep sharing the podcast. Help me make this thing bigger. Remember, if you're just stopping by or checking out the podcast for the first time, subscribe. All right. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe. And then, of course, if you want to get your opportunity to be on or just tell your story, TALKIN with Topher at gmail.com is the official email of the podcast. Don't forget about the link tree. It's the easiest way to share the podcast, so click that link, share it with everybody you know, help me make this podcast bigger, and of course, if you want more content, you can always click that link and go find all the social platforms and everything. TWT, it's just that easy. As always, I hope everybody out there has an amazing rest of your Thursday. I hope you have an enjoyable weekend, and I will talk to you later.